This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The American Pet Products Association tells us that last year, Americans spent 53.33 billion simoleons on, for, and because of our pets. The wealthier the city, the more we spend. You go to Yelp and you search for dog-related businesses in San Francisco, you get more than 650 hits. There aren't good hard numbers for how big the dog economy is, but what we do know is that investors are starting to take note. Casey Miner of KALW has the story.
Let's say you wanted to take your dog out on Union Street in San Francisco's Marina District. So first, you pick Fluffy up where you left her that morning.
The Moulin Pooch Doggy Daycare. Grooming is our most popular demand.
Moulin Pooch is a dog boutique and villa. Fancy. It would be nice to stick around for yappy hour, but there are plenty of other places to find treats.
This is Limercel Dog Bakery. It's a full-scale bakery for dogs. There's around like 60 different treats for dogs. They're all made on location by our pastry chef.
Oh, and actually, I forgot to mention this. It's Fluffy's special day.
Of course, birthday cakes come in like 4 different sizes, 2 different flavors.
This is just one street, one tiny slice of the dog services the Bay Area has to offer. There's a dogumentary photographer and an animal communicator. There are dog Reiki practitioners and dog massage therapists. And this being San Francisco, there are, of course, entrepreneurs.
So we have Bailey, we have Snacks. Let's see, who else is in there?
Holly. Just a few years ago, Anna Gill was a corporate attorney, and she needed somewhere to bring her basset hound, Truman, while she was at work. She saw an opportunity, and in 2009, she opened Dogpile Dogs Daycare. Now she watches between 80 and 100 dogs a day.
I retired from the practice of law from Genentech to open this place, and my life savings essentially is into this place. So I'm very grateful and thankful that it has worked out.
Gil doesn't advertise, but she's attracted so much business that for a while she had to stop accepting new dogs just to keep the numbers manageable. And she's earned enough money to start expanding.
We're about to open up the south end there and create a little senior oasis for some of the older dogs. It'll be really nice. They'll have a nice sun deck for them to lay out on, gentle sloping steps where they're going to be wide and they can sleep on them.
The boom in dog services has also caught the attention of tech startups. Rover and Dog Vacay, based in Seattle and L.A., are Airbnbs for your dog. Swifto, based in New York City, calls itself the Uber of dog walking. And then there's San Francisco-based Whistle. Ben Jacobs is the company's CEO.
So this is my dog. This is Duke. First thing you see is his total minutes of activity.
Whistle is a dog activity tracker, a little device you can attach to your dog's collar that records how much she's moving around each day, and an app that monitors health trends over time.
The number one concern for any owner is their animal's wellness and their happiness. You know, it's phrased in terms of the dog's not only health, but also emotion.
And our emotions influence how we use our wallets. Whistle launched this month with around 20 employees and $6 million in startup capital. In San Francisco, I'm Casey Miner for Marketplace.